In Masechet Zvachim, a lot of what we'll discuss are the various reasons that a korban is puzzled, that it will be invalidated. And it can be for various reasons. There was a problem with the kohen, a problem with the animal being brought. One of the major errors that we'll discuss, and it will be the focus of the four first prakim of this Masechta, are the wrong intentions. If somebody brings a korban, and while he's doing one of the critical acts of, or the critical stages of bringing the korban, has wrong thoughts, then that will also invalidate the korban. So the first parak is going to focus on the psul of if somebody thinks that he's bringing a korban that he is not supposed to be bringing. In other words, if he's bringing a korban shlamim and he's having in mind that he is really bringing a korban chatas, he's made a mistake, it's not a chatas, it's a shlamim, that will invalidate the korban. As we'll see in Mishnah Aleph, that there are actually two levels to this. There are times, for the most part, almost all the korbanos, if somebody has the improper thought like that, it's called shalom, lo lishma, that he has in mind he's bringing a korban other than what he's bringing, that will still be a kosher korban, but it will not count for the person who's bringing the korban. So if somebody has to bring a korban chatas, he did a sin, he has to bring a korban chatas, and when he's doing the shchit or the kohen is doing one of the other acts, that one of them has in mind that it is a different type of korban, that korban will still be kosher, but the person bringing that korban chatas did not fulfill his obligation, he'll have to bring another one. But we will see in our Mishnah that there are two exceptions to the rule, that if somebody brought it shelo lishma, having in mind the wrong intention, it's having in mind the wrong korban, that is when it has to do with the korban pesach and the korban chatas, that it is going to be totally invalid. Not only does it not count for the person bringing the korban, but it is not a valid korban whatsoever. Mishnah Aleph starts as follows: Kol hazvachim shenizbechu shelo lishman ksherim. All of the korbanos that were brought, nizbechu means literally that were shechted, the shechita, but it was shelo lishman. Having in mind, for example, when you're bringing a korban olah, you think it's a korban shlamim, it's still going to be a kosher korban. Ela shelo alu lebaalim l'shem chova. However, it will not count for the person bringing that korban. The person will have to bring another korban. However, there are two exceptions to the rule. Chutz min ha-pesach min ha-chatas. If somebody brings a pesach shelo lishma or a chatas shelo lishma, it doesn't count at all. It is a completely invalid korban because there are psukim that teach us both for the korban pesach and the chatas, if they are brought shelo lishma, they don't count whatsoever. And now the Mishnah will come and explain to us a pesach bizman. This is talking about when somebody brings a korban pesach in its proper time, in the afternoon of the 14th of Nisan, that's when the korban pesach is brought, and he brought it shelo lishma, then it is totally invalid. However, if he brought it on a different day, he's thinking it's going to be a korban pesach, but truth be told, he had in mind it's going to be something else. There's a halacha that a korban pesach brought in its improper time is really a korban shlamim. And accordingly, if you really brought a korban shlamim, shelo lishma, as we saw at the beginning of our Mishnah, it is going to be a kosher korban. It's simply not going to count for the person bringing it. The same thing would apply if you bring a korban pesach other than the day you're supposed to bring it. So l'shelo lishmano, if you're bringing a korban pesach at a different time, we treat it like a shlamim, and a shlamim that would be brought shelo lishma is indeed going to be valid. It's simply not going to count for the person who is bringing it. So ha-pesach bizmano v'ha-chatas b'chozman, and this applies that if you brought a chatas shelo lishma, thinking it's not a chatas, at any other time as well throughout the year, whenever you brought that chatas, it's going to be totally invalid. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, we have a second view here. Rabbi Eliezer Omer af Asham. This exception to the rule that if you brought a korban sholishma, we said it's only for a pesach and a chatas, that it's totally invalid. Rabbi Eliezer adds to the list the korban asham, which is a guilt offering for specific sins, that if you brought an asham sholishma, it's also going to be totally invalid. And now Rabbi Eliezer explains his view. A pesach bizmano, if you bring the korban pesach at its proper time, then it's going to be totally invalid. V'hachatas v'asham b'chozman, and if you bring a korban chatas, a korban asham, anytime throughout the year, then it's going to be, and it was brought shelo lishma, it's going to be totally invalid. And now Rabbi Eliezer explains his rationale. Why does he add on the asham as well? Rabbi Eliezer, hachatas ba'al chayt. The korban chatas, the reason you bring a chatas is you did a sin that is applicable for korban chatas. Ba'asham ba'al chayt. And the asham also is brought for different types of sins. So accordingly, ma chatas psula shelo lishma, just like a korban chatas, it is psula, it's totally invalid. It's if it's brought shelo lishma, apa asham pasul shelo lishma. The same thing applies for korban asham. It is going to be pasul if it's brought shelo lishma. So far we have two opinions. The Tanakhama is of the view that every korban is going to be kosher if it's blot shaloli shma. It's not going to count for the person bringing it, but it's still going to be a kosher korban, with the exception of the Pesach and the Chatas. The second view is Rabbi Eliezer, who adds to the list, not only the Pesach and the Chatas are totally invalid, but the Asham as well. Third Shitza starts off Mishnah Beis, Yossi ben Choni Omer, Hanishchatim l'shem Pesach u'l'shem Chatas Psulim. He is of the view that just like if you brought your korban Pesach and the Chatas, and you brought them shaloli shma, they are totally invalid. The same thing applies that if you brought any korban, thinking it's a korban Pesach or a korban Chatas, that korban is going to be invalid as well. So that is the shita of Yossi ben Choni. That's shita number three. Shita number four. Shita Achi Shimon Achi Azaria Omer. Shimon is the brother of Azaria. Azaria was supporting his brother Shimon, so Shimon can learn. That's why he's called Shimon, the brother of Azaria. That is shutfos Yisachar Zvulin Chatan Hashem Gavoa Mehem Ksherim. There are two categories of korbanas: kodshei kodashim and kodshei kalim. If you shechted a korban for something that is on a higher level, we'll explain what that means in a little bit, it's going to be kosher. L'shem namuch mehem psulim. If you have in mind for a korban that's on a lower level, then it's going to be pasul. Okay, so what do we mean by this statement? So it's as follows: kodshei kodashim sheshchatan l'shem kodshei kalim psulim. If you have an animal that's kodshei kodashim, for example, a korban ola is a kodshei kodashim animal, a korban, and you shechted it having in mind that it is a korban that's kodshei kalim, for example, a lower level of kedusha like a shlamim, it is going to be puzzle because you were having in mind, you're bringing something on a higher level of kedusha, and you had in mind that it's a korban that's a lower level. However, the reverse is going to be kosher. Kodshei kalim, if you're bringing a korban that's kodshei kalim, like a shlamim, sheshchatan l'shem kodshei kodashim, and you had in mind that it was the wrong korban, but you had in mind a korban on a higher level of kedusha that is kodshei kodashim, then it is going to be ksherim. Now, even if you are on the same level, for example, if you have bringing a korban that is a kodshei kalim, but you have in mind a korban that's on a different level, that will also follow the same suit. So as follows: habachor v'hamaser sheshachtan l'shem shlamim. If somebody brings a korban that's a bechor, these are all three that we're going to talk about right now: the bechor, the meiser, that's meiser behema, and the shlamim. They're all kodshei kalim. So somebody's bringing a bechor, or he's bringing a korban meiser, that's a meiser behema, and he shechted it having in mind that it's a shlamim. So it's shaloli shma. The korban shlamim is on a higher level than a bechor and the meiser, even though they're all kodshei kodashim, but a shlamim is on a higher level. They are all going to be ksherim. The bechor that you brought shaloli shma, or the meiser that brought shaloli shma, but you had in mind that it's a shlamim, it's going to be kosher because the shlamim is on a higher level. And the reverse is going to be possible. Shlamim, if you bring a korban shlamim, shashrachtan l'shem b'chor, and you're thinking it's a b'chor, or you're thinking l'shem meiser, it's a meiser, because the b'chor and the meiser on a lower level, they are, that is going to be a psulim. That shlamim is going to be possul. Mishnah Gimel, continuing building on Mishnah Aleph, HaPesach sheshachto b'shachris b'arba'asar shaloli shma. What we talked about with the korban Pesach, that if you bring it bismano in the afternoon of the 14th, and you brought it shaloli shma, thinking it's a different type of korban, it is totally invalid. But if you brought the korban Pesach on a different day, then it is going to be a valid korban. It's not going to count for the person bringing it, but it's going to be a kosher korban. How about if you brought that Pesach shaloli shma, thinking it's a different type of korban, on the correct day, but at the wrong time? Instead of bringing it in the afternoon, you brought it in the morning. So that's what it says: a Pesach sheshachta b'shachris, you brought it in the morning on the 14th of Nisan, shaloli shma, you had in mind that it's some other korban. So Rabbi Yehoshua machshir ki'ilu nishchat b'shlosha. So Rabbi Yehoshua is of the view that it's a valid korban. It's a korban shlamim, because when you bring a korban Pesach at the wrong time, it's a korban shlamim. It's as if you brought it on the 13th or the 12th or Chodesh Tishrei, any other time, because this is not the right time. You brought it in the wrong time. It's in the morning of the 14th, not in the afternoon of the 14th. It's like you shechted it on a different day. It's not totally invalid. It's going to be a kosher shlamim. Then Beseira Posel, Rabbi Beseira, on the other hand, is of the view that it's going to be totally invalid, kilu nishchat bein arbaim. It's like you brought it shaloli shma in the afternoon of the 14th, because the 14th is the day that you can bring a korban Pesach. Accordingly, we will treat the morning like the afternoon. Whenever you bring a korban Pesach shaloli shma on the 14th, it's going to be totally invalid. Continuing, Amar Shimon ben Azai, we're going to tweak the first Mishnah a little bit. We're going to have a disagreement, actually. It's going to sound just like the first Mishnah, but there's going to be a significant difference. Amar Shimon ben Azai, Mekubalani mipi shivim ushnaim zaken. I have a Kabbalah from 72 zakenim, and it says zaken because they all agreed with this. So it's zaken. They had the same mind on this. Bayom shashivu Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah b'yeshiva, on the day that they made Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah the Nasi and the Yeshiva Yeshiva in place of Rabbi Gamliel, Shekol Hazvachim Anechalim, that all korbanos that are eaten, Shenizbechu Shalolishman Ksherim, even though they were brought Shalolishma, having in mind that it's a different korban, they're going to be Ksherim, Ela Shalol Alu LeBalim Mishum Chovet. They're simply not going to count for the Balim who were supposed to bring it. They're going to have to bring a replacement. However, despite the fact that it was Shalolishma, it's still going to be a kosher korban, with the two exceptions that we brought in the first Shita and the first Mishnah, Chutz Mina Pesach Mina Chatas, with the exception of the Pesach and the Chatas. How does it differ from the first Mishnah that we brought? So in fact, the Mishnah tells us, V'lo hosif ben azai ela ha'ola. If ben azai, he's adding one korban, the ola. What does that mean? So if we go back on the language of Shimon ben azai, he said, shekol hazvachim ha'ne'echalim. That word is the key here, how he differs with the first opinion in the first Mishnah. In the first Mishnah, he says, all animals that were brought shalolishma, they are going to still be kosher, with the exception of the Pesach and the Chatas. And Rabbi Shimon ben Azai is saying that doesn't apply to all korbanos. It applies to all korbanos that you eat some of it. This is, in other words, it's excluding the korbanola. The korbanola is not eaten at all. So what he's saying here is when you bring a korbanola shalolishma, that's treated just like a Pesach and a Chatas, a korbanola not eaten. This concept that if you brought it shalol lishma as kosher, it doesn't apply to the korbanola, and accordingly, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Azai, we have three korbanas that are excluded, that if you bring them shalol lishma, they are totally invalid. That is the Pesach, that is the Chatas, and also the Ola. So that's what the Mishnah says, v'lohosi ben Azai ela Ola, ben Azai was adding on the Ola, that it's totally invalid if it's brought shalol lishma. V'lohodulo chachamim disagree, they limit it, just like the first opinion we had in the first Mishnah, it's only a Pesach and a Chatas. Mishnah Dalet, HaPesach VaHachatas Sheshachtan Shelo Lishman. Now we're going to learn that this concept that applies, that if you bring the Pesach and the Chatas Shelo Lishma, thinking it's a different korban, it's not only if you have a Shelo Lishma at the time of the Shechita, but it all applies also during any one of the four phases that a korban, that are critical for the bringing of a korban, and that is the Shechita, and after the Shechita, the slaughter, we have the Kabbalah, that the Kohen, this has to be done by Kohen, Shechita can be done by a Kohen and a non-Kohen, but the next three phases can only be done by a Kohen. In the next phase, it's phase number two, is Kabbalah, receiving the blood right after the Shechita into a Kli Sharis, into a bowl. That has to be done by a Kohen, and then there's the Holacha, carrying that blood in the bowl to the Mizbeach, and then the Zrika, level number four, phase number four, is doing the Zrika, spritzing the blood, or applying the blood on the Mizbeach. So now we're going to learn that these same rules will apply, that if you have Shelo Lishma for a Korban Pesach or a Chatas, at any of those one, four phases, it's still going to be totally invalid. Not only the Shechita. So a Pesach, a Chatas, if we have a Korban Pesach, if you have a Korban Pesach, a Chatas, Sheshchatan Shelo Lishma, and you did the Shechita Shelo Lishma, or Kibel, you did the Kabbalah, or Bechilech, you did the Halicha, Bizarak, or you did the Zrika, any of those four phases, Shelo Lishma, or not only that, you did it, O lishman v'shalol lishman. You did in any one of those four phases, you had a mixed thought. Initially, you're bringing a korban pesach, and it was lishma. Ah, it's a korban pesach, and then you change your mind, and you said, "Oh, it's a shlamim, or it's a chata shalol lishman." Or you reversed it. Initially, your thought during any one of those four phases is, "O shalol lishman," that you had in mind the wrong korban, and then you corrected it to lishman, and then you said, "Oh, it's really a pesach. Oh, it's really a chata. It's going to be psulim. It's going to be a pasul ketsa." So now we're going to explain what we just said. Ketsa lishman. What does that mean that you had in mind that dual thought during any one of those four phases that it was lishman u'shalol lishman? That when you're bringing it l'shem pesach l'shem shlamim, initially you thought, oh, it's a korban pesach, and then you change your mind, oh, it's a korban shlamim, it was really a pesach. That is pasul. Or the reverse, shalol lishman v'shalol lishman. What does that mean? You thought shalol lishman and then lishman. That initially you made a mistake, l'shem shlamim, and then you corrected it, l'shem ha-pesach. In all those situations, it is going to be pasul at any one of those four stages. Ha-zevach nipsal ba-arba dvarim, because the zevach is going to be pasul if you have that improper thought. It's going to be shalol lishman at any of the four phases, b'shchita, the kibul, that's the kabbalah, u'vihiluch, the halicha, phrase three, u'vizrika, it is going to be a fundamental invalidation of the korban at any one of those four phases if it was done shalol lishma, or even the mixed thought. Rabbi Shimon is going to disagree with one of the phases. Rabbi Shimon is going to say that if you had that shalol lishma thought, that you're bringing it for the wrong korban during the halicha, during the third phase, that is not a flaw. That's not going to invalidate the korban. And he explains as follows: Rabbi Shimon Machshe B'Hilach. Rabbi Shimon says a shalolish mapsul is still kosher if you did it at the halicha phase. Shahaya Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon of the view: Efshar shelo b'shchita. You can't have a kosher korban unless you have a shchita. That's phase one. Ushelo b'kabbalah, and you also can't have a kosher korban unless you have a kabbalah. That's phase two. Ushelo b'zrika. You can't have a kosher korban unless you have a proper zrika. That's phase number four. However, phase number three, aval afshar shabolo behiloch, you indeed can have a korban, a kosher korban, if you don't have a halicha bringing it to the mizbeach. How is that? Shochet b'tzara mizbeach v'zorek. You can shecht it right on the mizbeach, right at the side of the mizbeach, and do the zrika. So he is of the view that because you don't need a halicha, you can bring the korban without having any halicha. So if you have a shlolishma thought during the halicha, it's not going to invalidate the korban. Nonetheless, Rabbi Elazar Omer, this is actually Rabbi Shimon's son. Rabbi Elazar disagrees with his father. He says as follows: Rabbi Elazar Omer, hamehalech b'makom shutar tarik lahalech hamachshava posel, is somebody who has to travel to the mizbeach. If you're not right at the mizbeach and you have to go to the mizbeach and you have an improper thought, you have a shlolishma thought, that is possible. It's a possible korban in any of the four phases, even the halicha. But the exception to the rule says, Rabbi Elazar is as follows: Ubemakom she'eino tzarich lahalech. If you didn't have to go, which that means is you took a scenic route, and instead of going straight to the mizbeach, you went further away from the mizbeach. If you had that improper thought, shalolishma thought, when you're going away from the mizbeach, ein hamachshava poseles, that thought of shalolishma won't invalidate the korban. It's only when you're going to the mizbeach in your route that it's going to invalidate it. But if you went away, then at the time you're going away, that shalolishma thought is not going to invalidate that korban.